We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Meditation Studio. I'm Patricia Karpath. In this series, we introduce you to real people with extraordinary stories and experts who share how meditation, mindfulness, and other intriguing contemplative practices change our lives. Our podcast is brought to you by Meditation Studio, Apple's pick as one of the 10 best apps of the year. You can download the app in the App Store or on Google Play for under $4, and you get over 200 meditations from 30 expert teachers. It's such a small investment to sleep better, feel less anxious, and to be more focused and productive. And your one-time purchase of the app helps to keep our podcast going. Give it a try. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We love having you with us. Today, the lovely Emily Fletcher, founder of Ziva Meditation and a teacher on the Meditation Studio app, interviews Mark Krasner, the founder and CEO of Expectful, a platform that introduces meditation to pregnant women and new moms. Mark shares why he, a young guy, was inspired to create a meditation platform for pregnancy. He actually started the company as a tribute to his own mother, who struggled with anxiety during her pregnancy and throughout his early years. Mark was always aware of the impact that this had on him as a child and feels strongly that meditating during pregnancy, where we may feel at our most vulnerable and emotional, can positively influence the health and well-being of the child. He's truly passionate about bringing meditation to this important stage of a woman's life. Now, here's Emily and Mark.
All right, friends. So I'm super excited about today's interview. I'm super excited to introduce you to this human. His name is Mark Krasner. And Mark is the creator of an incredible platform called Expectful. And Expectful makes it easy for pregnant and new moms to meditate. And I'm just really excited to learn more about the origin story, about why you've started this, and why a single man with no kids, why on earth you're starting a pregnancy platform, which I think is a pretty cool story. But thank you so much for being here, and thank you for sharing with us.
Thanks for having me on, Emily. So excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, me too. So tell me, how did you originally get into meditation?
I was going through a really rough breakup. I was living with somebody and our relationship was deteriorating very rapidly. We were both so stressed, like extremely stressed. And my girlfriend at the time went and she took a meditation course to help her cope with like all the stress and anxiety around our relationship. And she took this course. And when she finished it, I asked her what she learned. And she told me, and I was like, oh, you know, I could do that. I don't need to take a course to do that. And I just started meditating 20 minutes once a day. That's how I got going. And at first, I wasn't sure if it was doing anything. And the relationship during this, as I started to practice, within about a week, the relationship had crumbled, right? We split up and I had to find another place to live. And It was a whole mess. And I clung so tightly to my practice, even though I didn't know if it was really showing up in my life or not at the time, just because I was struggling. You know, it was a really tough breakup. And this went on for about like 4 or 5 weeks. I continued to meditate, not sure if it was doing anything, but just like really hopeful that something would help relieve all the stress and anxiety and heartache that I was going through. And one day I was biking to an appointment that I was running late for. And I went to go lock my bike up outside the place that I was going to walk into. And I had one of those wire locks where you fit one side of the lock into the other. And the two pieces weren't coming together properly. And I'm in a big rush because I'm already running late. And I normally would have started to get really frustrated and jam both sides of the locks together as hard as I possibly could, trying to make it work. And I would have grunted and got all sweaty and red. And I just remember this particular moment, I felt the feelings of frustration beginning to bubble up inside me. And I had a conscious thought, which was, I don't want to get frustrated. I don't want to experience this feeling. And I took a really deep breath and I focused more intently on the lock. And I slowly but surely connected the two pieces. And when I went to the appointment, I touched the doorknob of the building that I was walking into. And I had this moment where I said, wow, that was meditation that was showing up in my life. And it was that moment that really had me commit harder and double down on my meditation practice.
Right on. So this is such a beautiful example. I'm always telling people that stress makes you stupid. And they don't understand what I mean at first. And at first, it seems kind of insulting. But actually, when you're stressed, your brain is not functioning as it could because your body's preparing for that imaginary tiger attack. And so it's like you want to fight that lock, or you want to run away from the lock, when actually you just being calm and present is the thing that's going to allow you to accomplish your goal. So bravo to you. And really bigger than that is bravo to you for recognizing that meditation was doing that, because a lot of people don't notice that. And so then what inspired you to go from once a day? And then I know, spoiler alert, Mark, took the Ziva course with me. So like, what inspired you to want to like take things to the next level?
Yeah. Well, after that moment, I was like, wow, I really want to make this an important part of my life. Cause I just saw the benefits there. And I decided to take a course, which turned out to be yours. After taking it, it became like very apparent to me that the next step to take was to do it twice a day. You just did such a great job of getting myself and everybody in the class really present to the profound benefits of doing it more than once. And I was already pretty sold given my experience, so it wasn't too big of a leap to make. But oh my gosh, for anybody who meditates once a day for 10 or 20 minutes and you're like, oh, that's plenty, you know, I'm getting the benefits, you have no idea what's on the other side of twice a day.
Yeah, it's like exponential, right?
Exponential. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable the benefits that you'll see. It's like once a day kind of just gets you to even, you know? Twice a day, it just takes your life to like a whole other level. Today, I really refer to my life as almost two volumes, my life before meditation and my life after, because it looks so, so different today.
And so if volume one had an adjective and volume two had an adjective, what would it be?
Volume one would be frenetic and volume two would be spacious.
Good ones, really good ones. And so, okay, so you're meditating, and then what inspires you to start Expectful? Which, P.S., I just want to give people a breakdown. Before you talk about starting Expectful, just tell us what it is. What does it do? Why would anyone need it? Just tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah, Expectful is a platform. We're online and in app form where people or pregnant women and new moms can access trimester-specific guided meditations that relate to the physical and mental challenges that they're going through during their pregnancy, and help guide them through really peaceful, beautiful meditations that fit perfectly with their experience of pregnancy, and also access videos that talk about safe and comfortable postures to take based on trimester and where they're at in motherhood, and just tips and things that teach them how to meditate during that time. So it's a completely contextualized program and platform for the pregnancy and motherhood journey. The reason I started it, my mom struggled with anxiety and depression through most of her life. She was grew up in a family of Holocaust survivors that her parents lost their parents and siblings to things like gas chambers and mass graves and these terrible things that you might have heard about with the Holocaust. And her whole life was extremely difficult, and her upbringing was extremely difficult. And my mom loves me and loved me so much, but couldn't always show up as exactly the way that she wanted to. And meditation really helped me get to a place where I sorted a lot of bad programming out and things the way that I saw the world changed very drastically as a result of my practice.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was in this place in my life where I was looking for a way to do something in the meditation space because it had such a profound effect on my life. And I was doing research on how meditation affected children because I was thinking about how amazing it would have been to have access to a tool like this so much sooner. And when I was doing this research, I found some breadcrumbs on how meditation affects pregnancy, a mom and a baby. I thought it was so interesting. And I went to go do some more research on it. And I was just coming up really short. There was nothing really substantive on this topic. No people or no real good research I could wrap my arms around that I could find through some basic online research. So I hired a PhD student and I had her look into all the available research on the subject. And about a week and a half later, after engaging this researcher, I got the studies back and I read through them. And it shows that there's a healthy body of research that correlates meditation to better pregnancies, healthier baby outcomes, happier children, and just really better health for a lifetime in a lot of cases. But what really grabbed me were the studies and the research that showed that high levels of stress and anxiety are correlated to all sorts of risk factors and things that couples desperately want to avoid during pregnancy. So things like ADD and ADHD, asthma, hypertension, depression. It's just a really long list of things that can happen or are more likely to get developed in a baby as a result of high stress and anxiety. And ADHD is something that I was born with. And I struggle with very much so throughout my academic education. And I grew up thinking that I'd be a blue collar worker, and not because there's anything wrong with that, but I thought that was the only option I'd have available to me was to do something laborious because my grades were so poor. And it just had such a huge effect on my life. And so when I read about how ADHD was one of the risk factors that came up, I thought a lot about my own life and how if my mom meditated when she was pregnant with me, maybe I wouldn't have had ADHD. But then I took that thought further and I was thinking, wow, meditation has really been this catalyst for such enormous change in my life. What if my mom had this research? What if she understood this research and it was communicated with her in a very relatable way? And what if somebody gave her the tool to make the practice of meditation really easy? What kind of impact would that have on my mom's life? How would her life look? You know, and she's thankfully in a really great place today, but it took a long time to get there, you know? And so, you know, this could have been something that was a really transformative agent in her life, like it was in mine. And then it was also like, well, forget ADHD. What would it have been like to grow up with a mom who was just more present and happy? Yeah, it's, you know, when all those things came together, I really decided that this was what I wanted to dedicate my life to. It's our simple idea to make meditation as common as prenatal vitamins within the next 5 years.
We'll take a short break for one of our awesome sponsors, Born Shoes. I was so excited to try these cute casual sandals made with top quality leather, perfect for all the traveling that I do. They're so comfortable for walking anywhere. I know exactly why their tagline is "Take comfort in Born Shoes." Perfect. There are 5 new styles this spring, and I tried Ithaca and absolutely love them. But they also have boots and heels you should try. They feel as good as they look. Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use my promo code UNTANGLE. That's promo code UNTANGLE for 15% off and free shipping. Available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Now, back to our show.
Yes, such a good mission. And I'm 100% support you in this. And I agree. I think that meditation should be as common as prenatal vitamins because it's going to help the baby. I mean, you just pointed out all that research, but it's also going to help the mom. It's going to help them with the inevitable changes that are happening with their body and with their emotions and with their hormones and your identity. The thing that really struck me was this concept of epigenetics. And I feel like people would be really interested in this because it was news to me. And, you know, I am not a genetic scientist, so forgive me if I'm getting pieces of this wrong. But the big picture, as I understand it, is that in the relatively recent history, scientists are starting to be able to decode the human genome, which is basically, you know, our genetic code, which genes are turning on and off certain things, certain attributes inside of humans. And the best analogy that I've heard is if you think about the human genetic code as a 100-page book, then the first 95 pages of that book are actually your epigenetics. which is sort of like the instruction manual. So this means that only the last five pages of that 100-page book are sort of quote-unquote set in stone, or the actual genes. And then the first 95 pages are the instruction manual, are the epigenetics. And so the thing to know about your epigenetics is that every thought you think, every meditation you do, every time you exercise, every bite of food, that's affecting and turning on and off certain epigenetics. And so this plays a big role in pregnancy, because you're basically, in that time in utero, not only are you developing the blueprint for the child's health, but you're also turning on and off which genes are going to get passed down to your baby. And that's not to freak people out, but I actually find this really exciting and really liberating, because it also means that even if you're born with a certain blueprint, like even if your mom didn't meditate or was in a really high demand, high stress situation when she was pregnant, so you're born with a certain blueprint, but that doesn't necessarily dictate how you're going to build the house. And so I think it stresses the importance of how healthy you are and how much you're meditating during pregnancy can really help to give your baby a good blueprint. But also, if you're born with a certain blueprint, you're the architect. You're the one building the house. And so I feel like it's simultaneously liberating and illustrates the importance. Would you agree with that?
100%. You can view it as scary or as an opportunity. And it's certainly an opportunity for people to, you know, look at the constructs of their own life and actually completely transform in a generation what's being passed on to the life that's growing inside by adopting this practice. And it's amazing. You know, on the other side of it, you can obviously help change the epigenetic markers that get developed and things like that. But there are also really simple things that happen, like the reduction of preterm birth. Research was done on a group of about 200 women. Half were put into a meditation group, and half were put into a group of non-meditators. They just conducted their pregnancy as normal without any intervention. And so the first group learned how to meditate, and they were instructed to meditate every single day till they gave birth. The first group that had no intervention had a preterm birth rate of about 16.5%, which is pretty high. The group of women that meditated gave birth prematurely at about a rate of 6%. You know, it's just like all across the board. And there's also research that shows that babies that are born to parents or moms that meditate are more likely to have a better temperament and affect. Research that shows that tolerance for discomfort and pain goes up. Research that shows that immunity increases during that time, which is extremely important. Immunity is actually lowered a bit during pregnancy, and it's important to take your health and try not to get sick. So there's just all these benefits, whether it's, you know, literally changing the genetic structure of the next generation, or just having a healthier pregnancy, maybe a little less pain during labor, having a baby that's born happier. I mean, the benefits really run the gamut. It's been amazing to see how the medical community is actually really starting to adopt this. I mean, one of the things that I picked up on when we started this company is just after reading all this research, it's obvious that emotional well-being during pregnancy is a really important thing. And it's just so neglected. You know, when a woman conceives, the conversation is what foods to avoid and what prenatal vitamins to take. And there's really no conversations about taking care of her mind. And so we're really thrilled that places like Mount Sinai, they carry our brochures in their Physios ultrasound unit and recommend meditation to women in their patient packets, because people are really starting to catch on about the importance of this and how it really affects the big picture.
Oh, that is so great. And just as an FYI, what about fertility and meditation? Is that part of Expectful? Yeah, I know we were talking about it. Or have you noticed any correlation between meditation and people trying to get pregnant?
There's a lot of research. Actually, I shouldn't say a lot. There's a healthy body of research that shows that one, stress could decrease the chances of conception, and that meditation could certainly help with that by doing a lot of things, for one, balancing hormones, which is a huge part of fertility, and just reducing stress in general. And we're in beta right now. Actually, we're testing the app with a small group of women that are trying to conceive. And we've already had two that were trying for over 2 years conceive while using the app, which has been amazing. And we're launching that very soon, that library, within about a month of this recording.
Oh, that's so exciting. I always tell my students, I'm like, hey, if you're not looking to get pregnant, you need to wrap it up, because I noticed such an increase in fertility, both for my male and female students. The men are not getting pregnant. We're not performing those types of miracles. But I mean, I have zero science around it, but just anecdotally, you know, I see it. I see that people get a lot more fertile once they start meditating. And it makes sense to me, right? Because when you're stressed, your body is basically preparing for an imaginary fight, tiger attack. You know, your body is preparing to go into survival mode, to protect itself from some sort of a predator. And so procreation obviously goes way to the back burner if that is what your body is most concerned with. And so, and also when you get stressed, that adrenaline and cortisol that comes out, those things are acidic in nature. And an acidic body is not as hospitable a host as an alkaline body. And when you start meditating, you know, the body starts producing dopamine and serotonin, which are alkaline in nature. So you become, like, your body becomes much more receptive and hospitable to hosting a baby. So that's exciting.
Absolutely. And while we're on that, Emily, let's share something about motherhood too. Is, you know, postpartum depression is obviously something, I think one in five women experience postpartum depression on a conservative side. It's a huge thing, a very challenging thing that women go through. And there's also research that shows that meditation during pregnancy can help reduce the chance that postpartum depression will occur. And we've also had women on the platform report to us that they've found themselves in this kind of fog of depression that kind of snuck up on them and enveloped them a little bit. And they clung very tightly to Expectful when they realized that, or meditation in general. I don't think Expectful is the only tool, but we've had our users report that Expectful played a huge role in helping them with that. So there's also, you know, something very significant there for motherhood as well, which aside from postpartum depression could just be an extremely challenging time. But the research really backs up that the whole journey from preconception to motherhood can greatly benefit from the use of meditation.
And you guys have meditations for early motherhood as well. It's not just pregnancy.
We do. Mm-hmm. Yes, for nursing, to help with sleep deprivation. Yeah, we cover everything from for the whole journey.
And then talk to me about the community, because I know that's a really important element, because I feel like, you know, back in the day, we were much more tribal. Like by the time you were 20 years old, you probably would have, you know, witnessed many births and been around people who were nursing and helped with more children. And nowadays in our nuclear families, and we're all sort of separated, I feel like we don't get to be as tribal. We don't get to see this experience as intimately as we would have, you know, even 100 or 200 years ago. And so I know that one thing I've seen, and you've communicated this to me, is that people are missing, both pregnant women and new moms are missing that community. And so I know you really have worked very hard to grow this community. So why are people wanting that community, and what benefits is it providing for people?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a little bit of research on that showed that women who are in tight-knit communities or really tight family units that are beyond just like the nuclear part of the family also have a decreased incidence of preterm birth, which is amazing. But also kind of not surprising, because there's so much research just about how important connection is to our health in general. But yeah, at Expectful, we cultivate a group. Basically, our users have the option to opt into this group. We have an amazing community guide, Anna, who was on our beta. She was one of our first users, joined the team after she became a mom and had a really profound experience with Expectful during her pregnancy, which really prompted that. Our community is curated by her, but we find that the users that come on just have a more mindful perspective on the world. And so we've started to nurture this amazing community of like-minded women where it's just extremely supportive and helpful. And we also brought in a few experts into that community in the birthing world and in the pregnancy motherhood world that can answer questions that people are asking. So it's just a really beautiful space to help support women during a time of immense change, immense stress. And it's just a really helpful, supportive place.
Tell me, how do you, because I find myself wanting to, you know, shout about this from the rooftops, but I also know that for pregnant women, like the last thing they want is more advice and more people telling them what to do. And so I try to be really considerate about that and compassionate about that, especially since I've never had a child myself. And so how do you talk about it to people in a way that is not assumptive and in a way that doesn't like scare people or turn them off?
Emily, that is such a good question. So, you know, one of the things that we discovered when we did a lot of interviews and sat down with a lot of pregnant and new moms when we were starting the company, and we found that there's this big fear or insecurity. Fear is not the right word for that. Insecurity that they might not get it right. You know, they might not get pregnancy right or might not get motherhood right. And that's a really difficult thing, because motherhood and pregnancy, these things aren't like a car door that you can perfectly close. You know, there's it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's something that's very nuanced, and things are going to happen where you might question yourself, and there's not always a right answer, you know? And so in being really mindful of that, and being very mindful that unsolicited advice is by far the most common complaint common annoyance that pregnant women have outside of some of the physical changes taking place in their body. We've developed a brand in a way, one where we don't focus on the negative effects of stress and anxiety. So if you come to the site, we don't really discuss it or talk about it. We talk about the benefits to the baby. And we've also created a place where people really come and they feel like they can get it right.
For me, because, you know, I want to preach and shout meditation from the rooftops as well. And so one of the things that's helped me is just asking someone if they're interested. You know, like once you find out that they're pregnant,
permission.
You know, just being like, hey, like, you know, how's your journey going? You know, and sometimes I'll just offer, I'll say like, you know, hey, if you're interested, I have a bunch of resources. Or if you are looking for tools or tips, I've done a lot of research. Let me know. And then I just sort of plant the seed, and then I let them come to me if they do want help and insight. And then I find that mostly like pregnant women like to talk to other pregnant women. And so once you get some people doing it, then they share it with their friends.
Absolutely. We've had really nice word of mouth growth, and we're really seeing that. Yeah. And I think it's just a matter of we create the space, but we're certainly not preachy about it. You know, we just share. And the way we share is through storytelling. I think that's really the answer to your question is, to share a story versus sharing advice is something that it can work phenomenally, you know, especially if it's coming from another pregnant woman or from a healthcare professional, can really change things.
And what would you say is, if you had to choose one, like the number one benefit of meditating during pregnancy, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. You know, if we discussed the health stuff, right? But if you put that aside for a second, going back to this concern about getting it right and these feelings, I think that beyond anything, meditation could really help women connect to themselves. There's so much noise out there today. You know, there's so much advice going around about the right thing to do, the wrong thing, you know, what to avoid and what to do during pregnancy and motherhood. And I just have this belief that, you know, the answers are inside all these moms. And I really think that meditation is this tool that can unlock this deep, deep inner knowing inside of us, sometimes referred to as our intuition. And I think that the benefit, it really comes from getting greater access to that, because I think that's where amazing parenting comes in, when you really are able to trust yourself. And not just when you connect to yourself, you're also connecting to your baby, which is just so profound. And probably the most important thing you could do for a child anyway is just connect.
Mm. I have to say, like, you know, reading some comments from the community members, like those stories of, I feel more connected to my baby. I felt for the first time I was able to really, you know, recognize that there's a human, you know, another human that I'm going to get to hang out with, and feeling that connection, like reading those stories are the most moving ones to me. Because once you realize that it's a person and you can't control them any more than you can control any other person, I feel like that helps people to really embrace the surrender and sort of trust their own bodies and trust, like you said, their intuition. And that in and of itself is very empowering, and that in and of itself can help to reduce stress. And then when the stress goes away, it's like you do start to get this divine guidance. It's like once the volume on the critical mind turns down, then we start to turn up the volume on the intuitive voice. And so everything doesn't become like a pro-con list or a should or shouldn't. It's just this baby carrier, this formula, this hospital, this doula, and you just sort of know from that calm, quiet inner voice versus having to pro-con the last eight blogs that you read.
That's right. I think I might've shared that story about Michelangelo, where somebody asked him how he created his masterpiece sculpture, David. And they said, you know, Michelangelo, how did you take this enormous boulder and create David out of the boulder? And Michelangelo responded, he said, you know, you're mistaken. I didn't create David. David was already inside the boulder. And all I had to do was chip away everything that wasn't him. And I just, you know, it comes back to that point of the answers are inside. You know, there's lots of things to read, but when you really check in with yourself, the answers are there. And I just feel like that is the real, beyond anything else, the real benefit to adopting this practice, whether it's during pregnancy or really any other time during life, but especially during pregnancy and motherhood.
So beautiful. Well, Mark, thank you for chipping away at the masterpiece that is Expectful. Thank you for birthing this platform. I know that so many people are going to benefit from it. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of it. And thank you for being on Untangle. It's so lovely to get to chat with you and to share your work with the world.
Thank you, Emily. I enjoyed this thoroughly. Appreciate it.
All right, friends, we'll see you next time with Patricia, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much to both Emily and Mark. You can find out more about Mark and Expectful at expectful.com. And you can always find Emily at zivameditation.com, and you can hear her meditations on our app, Meditation Studio. Once again, if you have feedback or suggestions for guests, email us at patricia@meditationstudioapp.com. And don't forget to check out Meditation Studio in the App Store or on Google Play. We'll see you next week.